Well, you have to know that my aim is to follow after the Holy Spirit in these meetings. Each meeting is addressed by the Holy Spirit in a special way. For this meeting, there's message, especially from God for this time. We're not only ministering here, but it's around the world. So there's a lot of people, a lot of Christians who need to understand. I travel as an apostle, teaching on finances. You know, I teach a lot of other subjects. Okay, I teach a lot of subjects at the church where I'm pastoring at. But in my traveling, the body of Christ has not walked in the blessings of finance as they should. Now, good people who really love God, serving God with all their heart, but still struggling financially, all living from paycheck to paycheck.
Yes, sir.
And it seemed like it coming to be normal, but it's not normal and it's not right.
Yes, sir.
And so with the revelation of money coming, there was an anointing came and there was revelation keep coming about showing the body of Christ how the covenant of wealth works.
Yes, sir.
And so, Father, we thank you tonight as we open this meeting. We thank you for this pastor and this church.
Yes.
We thank you for those who have traveled to be here and those who hook up with us on the line around the world, that you may speak to them a word that will give them divine direction.
Yes.
We open this meeting with great grace. Many prayers been prayed already by the intercessors. And we're thankful. We yield to the Holy Spirit this very night. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Get your Bibles and let's go to work. Two chapters I want you to speak of. I received this $1,500. Two chapters I want you to be aware of in this meeting, both in the Old Testament, but yet they have never got to the New Testament. And the Bible said we have a better covenant, right?
Right, sir.
Right, okay. There's a word I want to use, and this is new territory. The body of Christ has not known much about wealth. Wealth.
Yes, sir.
It seemed like all the wealth stayed stuck in the Old Testament.
Yes, sir.
And that is not proper. And I believe the pulpits. I believe the pulpit have been the problem by not letting God people know that he never stopped blessing his people in that area. Okay? Okay. So anyway, you're stuck in your finances, I'm expecting the Holy Ghost to pull you out. And so please don't normalize this meeting. Pay attention to every word because I'm traveling on a journey myself here tonight. But I'm following after the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Yes, sir.
There's a word, there's two words I want you to record and stay reminded of. When you talk about wealth coming to the body of Christ, the word journey. Journey. It is a journey.
Yes.
And what happens sometimes, the reason a lot of times we don't get there, we get discouraged.
Yes.
But the journey is for a reason.
Yes, sir.
All right. For on the journey, sometimes it seems like it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
But that's on purpose.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. And then also on that journey, Deuteronomy chapter 8, I want you to turn. The other chapter I'm talking about is Deuteronomy 28. Also on this journey to wealth, you need to keep a journal. You need to record what happened. And you need to record the moment it looked like nothing wasn't working and God brought you through. All that happened on the journey is for a reason. But Moses here kept a journal.
Yes, sir.
On the aspect of how God brought them from one place to another place.
All right.
And see, if you don't keep the journey, the journal, some things he's done for you, you're not going to be thankful. And see, because you're so worried and so will-gathered about where you're trying to get. See, but you have a place of rejoicing now. Yeah, you have a place of rejoicing right now. God give you a place. So in Deuteronomy chapter 8, Moses recalled the journey. The children came out of slavery and they went on into wealth. You remember that, right?
Yes, sir.
I want to read from the King James Version and from the Message Bible one verse. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 13. Well, let's go to the 11th verse. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgment, number two, and his statute, number three, which I command thee this day. So the man of God commanded him to keep the commandment, the judgment, and the statute. Okay. Money won't let you do that. If you're not trained properly. See, money, some people in the church stay holy because they don't have no money. And so they, you know, I need the Lord. I need the Lord to make next week meet, next month meet. So they stay holy.
Yes, sir.
So what if you don't, what if you get in a put a position that you don't need no money? You out of debt. You got, you're living in opulence. You're living in surplus.
Yes, sir.
And it's time to praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
But you see, but you're not. I don't feel like praying today.
Right.
But if you haven't arrived in that money deal, you keep praising him. So now, on the journey, he's preparing you to praise him, whether you're rich or wealthy, you still put him first. But you have to remember where he brought you from. So he says here, beware that thou forget not, verse 11, forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandment and his judgment and his statute, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full and have built goodly houses, one translation says fine houses, and dwell therein, and then verse 13, and when thy herds and thy flock multiply,
yes,
and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, you with me, right?
Yes, sir.
and all that thou hast is multiplied.
Yes,
my God, can you see that?
Yes, sir.
Everything you have multiplied.
Everything.
Now notice what the Message Bible says in that 13th verse. See your herds and flock flourish, and more money come in. See your herds and flock flourish, and more money come in. Watch your standard of living going up and up. More and more money come in. And that's talking about wealth. Look in Psalm 66 for a moment. Psalm 66. And then I'll start revealing what the Lord says, saying to me about this. More and more money come in.
More
and more money. I owe my Bible $100 bill right now. I don't know why I've got $100 bill in the Bible. More and more money coming in. There in Psalm 66, it deal with the same thing, the same route that Romans, that Deuteronomy 8 and Deuteronomy 28 is taking. It going back, looking over life and see how God has brought them from one level of living to another level. Now, some questions you may have or some dilemmas you may be going through, the Lord is going to give you the answer to those things and how to how to function and how to shift and how to change and how to make that next step and how to go to that next level. Just walk with me as we walk through this. In Psalm 66, verse 11 and 12, Thou brought us into the net. Thou laid affliction upon our loin. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. You with me?
Yes, sir.
We went through the fire and through the water. But then it says, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place.
Amen.
He could not directly at first bring them into the wealthy place.
Right. Right.
Same way with you. He can't bring you. I don't care how many affirmation decrees you making and how many you reading. No, you got to go through something first. He has to know that you're real and that money is not going to affect your relationship with him. So I just want to school you tonight that probably what's been holding you from your wealthy place. And so when we finish with this session, you'll know how to get there. And I think a shift going to take place, and it's going to start happening swiftly, because now you understand what's going on and why you went through the financial crisis. Why you went through the financial crisis. Loving God, living right, reading your Bible, praying, singing, paying your tithe, but you're still not there. It's a journey. Once you recognize you on the journey, once you recognize it's not just a trip, it's not just a little jog, it's a journey. Once you understand that, you'll praise the Lord at every stage. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Now, there will be a shifting in your thinking. There'll be a shifting in your anointing in this meeting.
Yes, sir.
Because the pastor and I both talk, I think it's going to be a special meeting.
Yes, sir.
See, because first of all, the body of Christ have never enjoyed wealth.
Come on.
You know that preachers, the body of Christ never tastes wealth. You got a few people rather have some money, but I'm talking about the people who been cutting the sugar cane down.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about people who've been laboring and, and praising God and singing and loving God.
Yes, sir.
We have not experienced this wealth,
yes, sir.
But it belonged to us. What I have belonged to you.
Right.
As the song we sing, what I have belonged to you.
Right.
And so we see it, but it looks like we can't get there. You know, some of y'all been plowing for years, years and years, honorable people, love God, but we've been taught so much wrong about money, so much wrong about wealth, and some of us still think we're spiritual because we don't have it.
Come on.
It's a yes, but it's not spiritual. You can follow your own mind. Follow your own mind. It's nothing but spiritual about not having enough. All right, sit down, sit down, sit down. So we want to deal with wealth coming to the body of Christ. And then I wrote a note for you. How much money can you handle right now?
Right.
Could you still love your husband if y'all was out of debt?
Right.
And you can go shopping when you get ready. Sometimes lack of money keep us together.
Come on.
Ouch, I know. Ouch. So I want you to make a note that it's a journey. You got to have a journal. And I want you to make a note, the wealth journey must be understood. Joseph in the Bible had to make a journey.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He saw it, he had his coat of many color, but he wasn't there. And he even was stripped of that coat of many color, you remember? By his brother. Sometimes your family don't want you to take the journey. They tell you go to that church. I don't believe in that church. I don't believe in that pastor. You know, see, that's part of the journey.
Yes, sir.
Part of the journey is separating from your family who don't understand. Can you handle that? Can you handle not being invited to the birthday party? It's a journey. See, Jesus said, "Think not that I came to send peace, but I came to send a soul to divide." See, it's just a lot of things you have to understand. There are times on this journey you're going to have to step away from certain people.
Right.
Yes, sir. Because they got bad understanding about wealth, you know. So you have some questions I want to ask. What would financial wealth really do unto your life? What would financial wealth really do unto your life? Free from all money matters the rest of your life. So this call is real. It is a desire of God for you. Listen and have faith and work the promises and it shall come to pass in your life.
Yes, sir.
See. Now go back to Deuteronomy 8. Hallelujah. Now I need some time on me somewhere. Yeah, y'all think, I know y'all respect me without the clock, but I need some time because I'll just run over. Now understand me now. What I am to apostolically release in here tonight is what's been the hindrance. Now, here's another word. It's really going to be shocking to you. On the wealth journey, we were stopped by jobs. And we thought we can do it by a job. But the God kind of wealth cannot be done by a job. So we thought if we get a better job, that'll do it. And so the job lock us down from the journey. See, if I could put it away in a way, we start looking at the check more than our faith when it come down to money. You see what I'm saying? And so it make us feel helpless because that's all they're going to pay you. But with God, once you learn to walk in this wealth consciousness that God want to take you to a wealthy place, then you know along the line something going to happen, but it doesn't matter. You keep on flowing. Keep on obeying. Notice here. Notice in the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy. Notice the first verse. Very, 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 very clear. I have in my little Bible, that's why I like this little Bible, it says, remember God's care in the wilderness. Anybody ever been in a financial wilderness? Oh, Lord. Let me ask again. Some of y'all ain't raised your hand. Anybody ever been in a financial wilderness? Huh? Well, you didn't have enough. Many of us still in the financial wilderness. But the Lord want to take you out of it. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now notice what he said. First verse, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe to what?
Do.
That you may what?
Live.
And what?
Multiply.
And what?
Yes.
Notice all those things that you have to do.
Yeah.
See, you have to observe. Now you cannot think about observing without thinking about Joshua 1:8. Turn there. You can't think of observation. Observation prelude demonstration. Because you'll be looking for it. You'll be expecting it. Expectation. You've got to have expectation.
Yes, sir.
And see, you recognize you're on a journey, you're not on a job.
Yes, sir.
I'm going back there, you see, because the job not doing it. So the job is a temporary stop off, but I'm on a journey to the promises of God, and they're going to manifest in my life. Just tell somebody. Observation alone will not pay no bill. Observation is to put you in a position that you can step into manifestation,
right
on, that step further into demonstration,
yes,
that God wants to do through his people.
Yes, right.
But he has to know that you appreciated the journey.
Yes, right.
Now, I'm speaking from personal experience.
Yes,
I've lived from paycheck to paycheck. I've lived from no check to no check. I was broke, you know. But my wife and I, we've been on this journey.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And we did, and another word, opakatelisakansikea, I want all discouragement to be removed out of this room now. All financial discouragement got to go now in the name of Jesus. Also, I hear the Spirit saying, all from this day forward, all financial doubt leaves you. Because it's not the job which is your source. It's Jehovah Jireh. You look at him in two ways. You look at him as Jehovah Jireh, and you look at him as Jehovah Raha. And then you read the 23rd Psalm,
yeah,
and you'll see Jehovah Raha.
Yes, sir.
Lord is my shepherd.
Yes,
you see him supplying.
Yes, sir.
Green pasture, still water,
yes,
table,
sir.
Cup running over.
Yes, sir.
None of it fresh oil.
Come on.
That's all in the 23rd Psalm.
Yes,
they see, that's your Jehovah Raha, and your Jehovah Jireh.
Yes, sir. Right there.
See?
Yes, sir.
Jacob went to a ladder. He had to have a dream. God showed him who he was.
Yes.
God said, you're going to possess this.
Yes.
You see, God got a way to minister to you, but you got to be ready for it.
Yes.
Right, sir. Right, sir.
I didn't come here just for no meeting.
Come on.
No, I come for something to happen to your life.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That never happened before.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. So now, sit down. It's a journey. Record the journey.
Yes,
and then, whatever little opening you see, rejoice.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Whatever begin to happen out of the ordinary in your life,
yes,
don't care how minute it look,
yes, sir,
rejoice there because a bigger opening right behind it. So we have to remove Kondele Sata. We have to remove from discouragement,
yes, sir,
and have confidence,
yes, sir,
in our God.
Yes, sir.
He's not a man that he lied. He said he's gonna make it good.
Yes, sir.
See,
yes, sir.
But the church have not manifested well because the journey had not been understood.
Okay. All right.
All right. Praise him for what he already has done.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
If he haven't done nothing for you, you don't need to say nothing. He probably didn't do nothing for you, I understand. Don't say nothing. Let me tell you something now. I didn't start preaching yesterday.
That's right.
Something happened to you just now.
Yeah.
You will see a difference real soon. Because he knows if you pray them where you are, if he takes you somewhere else, and the Lord loves praise.
Yes, sir.
Loves it.
Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
All right, sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. I told you to turn somewhere. Where I told you to turn? Joshua 1:8. You there?
Yes, sir.
We're talking about the word observe.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. See, on the journey, you have to observe. Sometimes it's not easy to see when he put you in another position.
Yes,
or he made some adjustment just for you.
Yes,
sometimes he make adjustment just for you.
Yes, sir.
When I quit my job, 2 years later, my wife, I called her, I was driving down the highway and told her quit, because they think I'm living off your check. I want you to quit too. We're going all the way on God. We had no money. But there was a law had been passed on the job that something had cut out from my wife, them income. They have stopped paying so much it was given extra to them,
right.
And they cut it out.
Right.
When my wife went to resign, they reinstated everything. And I guess we got about $10,000 that we needed, that $10,000 too. But God do special things. Watch out when he do special things. You up in here, God have done some special things for you, but you haven't shouted enough. Why? Why? You're too busy looking at where you're not at. You see what I'm saying? And you're too worried about why you're not there. You see what I'm saying? You said that's it? You said something. I said that's it.
That's it.
See, now after this night, you're going to know.
Yeah.
At every junction, I got to shout.
Yeah.
If it even look like it's not going to work out, that's when to shout.
Yeah.
See, that's why Moses brought him back to that wilderness experience.
Yeah.
And say, who caused that bread to be on the ground?
Yeah. Right.
See, who caused them quails to fall in the camp?
Right.
Who caused them clothes not to wear out so many years? See, it was lesson. You see, now, many of y'all should be under right now, financially. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Y'all don't want to talk to me. You thought you wasn't going to make it.
Yes, sir.
But you're here, aren't you? Hallelujah. You may be seated. Glory to God. See, now we're talking about a subject here that is not well known in the church.
Well,
coming to the body of Christ. That's a big word, you know. Well, coming to the body of Christ. That mean no debt. And mean being the head, not the tail. Above and not beneath. Well, yeah, the next one. The lender, not the borrower. We're going to have some saints walk through this world like that. And they're going to give glory to God. Or you going to be one of them. See, and this financial thing, this money thing, you know, it's very easy to have plenty of money. Ouch. But you have to learn the journey. See, and you almost have to learn it so much you're getting money off your mind. Because if money stay on your mind all the time, it mess you up. You're trying to figure out how I'm going to do this. I'm going to figure out it. No, spend more time with God. And praise him and thank him. He already know what you need, but he won't move beyond your need. God really wants you to have your dream. See, this is not this book here. This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate day and day and night that thou mayest observe to do all that's written therein. Then thou will make thy way prosper and have good success. See, so I want you to. Not only journal, but I want you to put the word observe down.
Yes, sir.
Pay attention to the journey.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you know, pay attention. God have done great things for you already.
Yes, he has.
All right, so now let's deal with it.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll be giving you some principles in a few moments. I just want to read a few scriptures here. Verse 2 of Deuteronomy 8. I'm back in Deuteronomy 8. Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. You see that?
Yes, sir.
All the ways he led you to humble thee and to prove thee and to know what was in thine heart.
Yeah.
Whether thou wouldest keep his commandment or no.
Yeah.
I tell you, being broke will keep you praying.
Yeah.
I need thee every hour, Lord. I know, I mean, then you're my good dilemma, Shah. And look at verse 3, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger. He permitted it. And fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, and come from a jar that came out of the rim of the supernatural. Now I can tell you about the journey that Charles and I had taken when I first started, when I left my job. It was a wonderful journey because every time there was a need, God met it. And so finally, we stepped out of the need process. And then he started bringing us into extra. Because, now don't you quit your job tomorrow. Because the Lord told me quit. But I started on a journey when I left the job.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Totally trusting him.
Yes, sir.
God don't want just to meet your need.
Yes, sir.
You know, I remember one time a man was talking about a need. No, God want to meet your dream.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
See? God wants you drunkenly blessed.
Yeah.
Don't even know where you're at or how much you have or not. Just, hallelujah, I'm blessed.
Hallelujah.
You believe that possible?
Yes, sir.
Stop looking at your generation. Stop looking at your family. And stop looking at TV telling you where you're going. Nobody can stop God.
Nobody.
So your wilderness experience is for a reason.
Yes, sir.
It's a journey.
Yes.
I'm not just preaching. I'm living this.
Yes, sir.
I know about that journey. I know about that journey. I had all the scripture. I had scripture and everything. But the journey had to be made.
Yes, sir.
Say, wealth belong to me.
Wealth belongs to me.
Don't just say that tonight.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? The Spirit will give you some direction. All right, now in verse 3. And humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy father know, that he might make thee to know that man does not live by money alone. You know, in the country down in Louisiana, you call money bread. But every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. If you're not word conscious, the money gonna take over. And God loves you now too much to not let you have it until you know why you coming through the wilderness. You be faithful over a few things, you say, I make you rule over many things, right? Yeah. Yeah, so you're checking your faithfulness out where you are now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I know. We're working with something, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because, see, I'm not just about a shift in the atmosphere.
Yeah, right.
No, I believe in people's life shifting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How many years I've been coming here?
This is 8 years.
8 years. I believe it's time for us to shift.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Understand? So we're not going to depend on men or man.
No more.
We're going to depend on God.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to believe and praise God for where we are now and have great expectation without discouragement. I promise you, he'll never let you down. I promise you, no matter what you're going through, God always got your back. Always remember that. Don't get afraid. Somebody write you a letter and tell you what they're going to do. They can't do nothing unless God let them do it. Sometimes your tight spot is the right spot. Are you listening to me? All right, sit down. Sit down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tonight, I want you to get ready for a prophetic wealth flow that will take you off religion, tradition, trying to believe with all your might into the easy and swiftly flow of wealth the rest of your days. How to be blessed beyond your expectation. Then Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that you ask or think, according to the power. That's being blessed beyond your expectation. Luke 6:38, give, and it shall be given you good measure. Blessed beyond your expectation. Psalm 35:27, experience and financial favor everywhere you turn. I speak that on you now. Oh, take your mind off your job. I'm not talking about your job. I'm talking about El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh. Your souls, your surplus, your supply is supernatural. I'm talking about supernatural money. I'm not talking about 40 hours money. I'm talking about money in the fish mouth. That was just an example to you how God can do something for you. Expecting financial favor everywhere you go, everywhere you turn. Then you have the right, write this down, you may be seated, walking in great blessing. Now over in Deuteronomy 28, it tell you how to walk in it. I'm not going there now. I'm going to Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord make it rich, and he had no sorrow with it. Proverbs 10:22. Then you remember Psalm 66:12, always see yourself standing in your wealthy place. Always see yourself standing in your wealthy place. Don't let the surrounding disturb you. Are you listening to me? I see myself standing in my wealthy place. I already been through the water and the fire. I see myself standing, just like I went through the water, just like I went through the fire, I can see myself standing in my wealthy place. Because wealth cometh to me now. Let me ask you a question now. I want honesty in here. You ever said that before? Well, thank you, young lady. She said, no, you never said it. That's why it never came. Now write that down. Wealth coming to me now. Stop figuring things out.
Yes, sir.
Put the calculator up. And say it prophetically. Wealth coming to me now. The Bible talks about a wide gate and a straight gate, I believe, right? It's a narrow gate, a broad way and a narrow way. Well, many Christians will never see this. Many Christians will never walk in their wealthy place. They're never walking. They're too spiritual. And they got heaven on their mind too much. And they're not focusing down here. That the Lord needs somebody with some money down here. to build buildings and do other things he wants to preach the gospel.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, stick with me. Stick with me. See yourself always standing in your wealthy place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now watch this. Let me go back to Deuteronomy. I know he got me celibate for some reason. Now, you know, I'm seasoned enough to be celibate now. He's working on something. I feel it in the very atmosphere. And so I get the fumbling.
Yes, sir.
And I get the fumbling in the scriptures and in my presentation. I know what the Holy Ghost is trying to sneak something up on us.
Yes.
That can't come by might nor by power,
yes,
but by His Spirit.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is up to something in here tonight.
Yes.
And you got to be ready to receive it,
yes,
and believe it.
Yes.
Be not deceived, God is not mocked.
Yes.
I mean, if He said it, He'll make it good, you know.
Glory to
God. I say glory to God. Now notice with me, I'm still in Romans chapter 8. Verse 4. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a powerful verse, man.
Yeah.
40 years, same clothes.
Yes,
clothes didn't wear out.
Come on.
I believe that's a miracle, you. Huh?
Yes, sir.
But they went through that because He was bringing them somewhere.
Yes, sir.
And so by going through that, when they got there, they knew who did it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
They knew.
See, you, the average person, couldn't stand to have some things that God wanted them to have. Because they would get too proud, full of themselves. You got to stay humble to walk in the wealthy place.
Yes, sir.
You hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
You got to stay humble to walk in the wealthy place.
Yes,
you can't become, all right, two words, you can't become high-minded.
Yes,
come on.
Yes, sir.
And money will do that to you.
Yes,
yeah, but yeah, a certain amount of money, if you're not humble, gonna make you high-minded.
Right.
Y'all don't want to talk to me now.
Sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
so the journey is letting you come to a humble position.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What I needed or what I need, I don't have it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I have to trust Him.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
And when I still love Him and still praise Him, mm-hmm, and don't tell everybody my business and everybody my problem, only talk to Him about it. Don't look to man, expect man to do it. Look to God for it. When you train yourself that way, then it'll start happening. Who following me up in here? I'm talking about wealth coming to the body of Christ. The body of Christ have not walking well because we got too many ministers fighting against it, saying it's not of God, but the Bible says of God. God needs from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Job, and Joseph, now in the church. Why are they over there in the Old Testament? Why are they not walking here? Jesus died.
Wow.
You may not be a Jew, but you was grafted in.
Yes.
And the Jew got a wealth covenant.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
You ever saw a black Jew?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah. The journey, sit down, the journey, the journey. Don't let the journey knock you out of socket.
Yes, sir.
The journey for a reason.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
See?
Absolutely.
See?
Hallelujah.
See?
Hallelujah.
You have to know how to dance on the journey.
Yes,
sir.
When you haven't arrived,
yes, sir,
you have to know how to give thanks,
yes, sir,
and praise His name.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
And you got to keep a journal.
Yes, sir.
Because you're not where you were last year. You're not where you were 5 years ago. You headed somewhere. Are you following me? I'm not where I was last year. I don't plan to be here next year this time. I'm headed somewhere. Wealth belong to me. Now. Are you seeing this? Are you grasping the journey? It's a journey. Keep a journal of the journey and get your eyes off of the job. The job has taken the place of the journey. And the job connected to the world system, and they definitely don't want you to go there. Because they want you to keep coming to them. Now that yoke is destroyed tonight. In the name of Jesus. That job yoke is destroyed. I'm on a journey.
Yes, sir.
Then I decide whether I want the job or not. Oh, you didn't hear me. I decide, do I want this job or not? But I know this job, see, the job is not, it's not your source. See, it's to supply you with seed. And supply, I'm going to say it like a country boy, and supply you with feed. Until you get to the place where the Holy Ghost can show you who you really are and what he wants you to do. I receive, sir. What do you want you to do? You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Just think about it now. How many of us, prior to this meeting tonight, oh, we say something else, but that job, the source. This how much I make. And this what it take. And what I make is not adding up to what it takes. Tonight, the Lord want to erase that from your consciousness and give you a revelation that you're just on a journey. Don't become discouraged. Once you pass that level test, he's going to let you go to the next level.
Yes, sir.
I forgot to tell you, the journey has tests.
Yes, sir.
And you got to pass it.
Yep.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to go a few more minutes. Sit down. Notice verse 5. Now we're actually talking about wealth. But notice verse 5. What is this? Thou shalt also consider in thy heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee.
Yeah.
You could also use another word there, checking you. He's checking you out. Can you handle it? Therefore, I shall keep the commandment of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him. It's going to get better. I want you to get it. For the Lord, now notice verse 7 now. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land. A land of brooks, of water, of fountains, and depth that spring out of valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley. And vine and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not, oh my goodness. Now the body of Christ has been in a deficit so long and living in lack. And some of the best praise and the best prayer and the best intercession, but when it comes down to that money, it's not there.
Yeah.
A land where thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stone are iron and out of whose hill thou mayest dig brass. Then he said in verse 10, now here yet a warning. When thou have eaten and art full, don't have no more financial problem.
Yes, sir.
Then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he's given thee. Now he goes here and there's a warning. There's a warning here because blessing can mess you up. There's a warning here. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God.
Yes.
In not keeping his commandment, his judgment, we read it earlier, and his statutes which I commanded, stay holy.
Yes,
lest when thou eaten and art full and have built fine home and dwelt therein, and when thou herd and thy flock multiplied, you remember more and more money come in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you still praise it?
Yeah.
So he says, verse 15, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpent and scorpion and draught. I was getting bit everywhere. Where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not that he might humble thee, that is, that he might prove thee, that is, to do thee good at thy latter end.
Wow.
See, the journey is not the latter end.
Right.
Now, the person sitting next to you, they may pass the test before you. Or you may pass the test before them.
Yeah.
Everybody got their own limit and their own level.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Nobody can do it for you.
Nobody.
Glory to God.
Oh,
hallelujah. Lord. Nobody can do it for you.
Yes.
Wealth is a gift from God.
Yes, sir.
Notice Ecclesiastes 5:19. Wealth, Ecclesiastes 5:19. Wealth is a gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
See, because I'm saying a big word here in these lessons. I'm talking about wealth.
Yes, sir.
Now, we know the scripture says he gave us the power to get wealth.
Yes, sir.
But it didn't, he told us about the journey first.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
See? So while you're in the journey, you need to rejoice.
Yes, sir.
Because the journey has to be, you have to go through the journey before the power can be released.
Yes, sir.
Man, somebody ought to be getting help here now.
Yes, sir.
You see, you all, I know you love God. And you're going through a journey now.
Yes, sir.
But finally, that journey, you're going to pass that test. And you're going to step into the power.
Yes.
I'm talking about personal experience.
Yes, sir.
I'm not just preaching the Bible. I've done this.
Yes, sir.
I was in the journey, passed the test, stepped into the power, went on into the well. See, too much discouragement come, if you don't understand it, in the journey.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you're passing tests.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amen.
Jesus.
And then you'll step into the power.
Wow.
And you help other people pass the test.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Basically, your testing days are over.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Come
on,
Pastor.
Why? Because you know.
Yes.
Now you know. You know they saw Kotana Limosha. They saw him the bread and you know, and they wasn't really getting it, but he was taking them to show them, I let you go through a drought,
right,
so I can get you out.
Yeah.
See, so you always know it's me and it's not you.
Yeah.
You remember, look what that 17th verse said.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that 17th verse, Deuteronomy 8:17.
Yeah.
See, by your own hand, by your own power.
Yes, sir.
You say, I did this.
Yes,
sir. See, I can't say that.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Right.
Oh,
yes,
sir.
I'm not smart enough.
Right, sir.
Come on.
He did it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So I got to give him the glory.
Yes, sir.
So I can't ever forget when he got a project he's trying to get over, I'm assigned to work with that project.
Yes,
with money.
With money.
Big money.
Big money.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
But I passed the test.
Yes.
When you pass the test, you hold on to it.
Yeah.
If you start holding on to money, money become a disease.
Yeah.
You got to keep money flowing.
Yes, sir.
You don't want you to say it by your own mic, your own power, your own job. Mm-hmm. That's why he takes you through that journey. Mm-hmm. Let me see, Ecclesiastes 5:19, I told you. Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth, see it?
Yes.
And has given him power to eat there and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. Wow. But on the other hand, look at chapter 6, verse 2. A man to whom God had given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanted nothing for his soul of all that he desired, yet God gives him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. This is vanity and is an evil disease. I just call it a disease, and I didn't know that's a disease. It's a disease. It's a disease to be broke. It's a disease. And we gotta get rid of it. We gotta get healed. And tonight what I wanted you to understand, more than anything in the world, what I want you to understand is wealth comes to the body of Christ. We gotta walk step by step and got to know that this journey is for a reason.
Yes, sir.
What you're going through now, what you've been through,
yes, sir,
is for a reason.
Yes, yes.
Your Father, listen to me, have not forgotten about you. He not forgotten your praise, your prayer, your tithe, your giving. He has not forgotten about you. Just keep being faithful over the few things, pass the test, and he's going to make you rule over many things. Stand on your feet and praise God. I'm not going to fall. Let's say something.
The wealth of God
belongs to me. I'm on a journey.
I'm on a journey.
But wealth cometh.
To me. To me.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I know. That God not a man.
That he should lie to me.
He said it.
He's making it good right now.
I now. Tonight.
Tonight.
Walk.
In my wealthy place.
Hallelujah. May be seated.